B-Pod Studios.
There is a piece of history on display in Arlington, Virginia, and truly an amazing piece of history. On the phone with us right now is Eric Newton. Hi, Eric.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dan.
Now, you you work at the place in Arlington called the Newseum.
That's right.
What is that? First of all, what is that?
The Newseum is the world's first and only interactive museum of news. It's a fun place where people of all ages can get behind the scenes of news and find out a little bit more about how and why news people do what they do.
How long has this place been open?
Been open a year. We've had about 500,000 visitors.
Now, you've got on display there, and I guess it's going to be on display through the end of September, something that the New York Public Library gave you, and I found this to be truly amazing. I had heard about it in the past, but never really knew the details of it. You have the original draft of the Declaration of Independence that Thomas Jefferson wrote.
Well, that's absolutely right. And this is before the Second Continental Congress changed it, because what Jefferson wrote is slightly different from the Declaration of Independence that we all hear and see so much about every 4th of July.
From what I'm reading, first of all, Thomas Jefferson was really bent out of shape because over one-third of his original draft for the Declaration of Independence was cut out.
Well, nobody likes an editor, and Thomas Jefferson was no exception. Congress made 86 cuts and changes and shortened the document, as you said, by a third. And Thomas Jefferson called the alterations mutilations.
So he was really ticked off, but yet he put his signature down on the thing.
Well, as one of his friends said, the thing was so good. I guess his feeling was even though they messed it up, there were still a few good things in there.
So he wanted to save for posterity the original draft. So what did he do?
Is it true that he made pot legal in the original draft?
No, that's not one of the lines that's crossed out here.
Because I heard that.
What he did was he did what probably anyone would have done. He copied out by hand 5 copies of the original that he wrote. He underlined the parts Congress changed, and then he sent these copies out to his friends and said, "My God, look what they've done to my stuff here." And the friends saved the copies, and this one has come to the museum from the New York Public Library down through the generations.
Now, we know of only, 3 of these copies that exist?
We only know, that's right, we only know the location of 3 of them right now. And so you can see in his own handwriting.
So what are the discrepancies?
One-third is a lot.
Well, the most controversial thing that was taken out was an anti-slavery clause. And this is a document that talks about people being created, all men being created equal. But then later on in the document, it does talk about slavery, and Jefferson condemns the King of England for having promoted the international slave trade. But the Southern states helped get that entire clause, is quite long, cut out.
Now, we know through reading our history books, though, that Thomas Jefferson did have slaves.
That's right.
Matter of fact, I think had some kids with one.
Well, there was a newspaper report at the time in the Richmond Recorder about his relationship with Sally Hemings. And story said that she had several of his children. Jefferson had slaves, and Jefferson seemed to be able to reconcile this apparent complete contradiction by condemning only the international trade of slaves in his declaration.
So what else got cut?
Well, there are a lot of redundancies, and I have to tell you that any good English teacher would probably look at Jefferson's language and say,
other than the slavery thing, the content was not really altered then.
No, they created a summary paragraph at the end. He was just a little bit wordy. He said that we were all endowed with inherent and inalienable rights, but that got changed to just inalienable rights and that sort of thing. And it's an author's pride. Anyone who's been a writer or even been a student knows what it's like to have the red pencil come down on you, and that's what happened.
I won't allow it.
talking to a few others there at the Newseum, I guess, through marvels of scientific advance, we've been able to preserve this thing. And from what I understand, when Thomas Jefferson was writing this thing, he didn't go page by page. He wrote on the front of one page, flipped it over, and wrote on the back.
Paper was a scarce commodity in those days. There were no laser printers. There was no desktop publishing. You had to use every scrap of paper.
And so he wrote on the front and the back.
Front and the back, so we had to display the document vertically so that you could walk around to one side and the other and see both sides.
How did they go about preserving this thing? Because I also have read that this thing was folded and bent and torn so many different ways. But now with the restoring of this, it'll be fine for centuries.
That's right. It's this is what the curators do is they get a fantastic case that they build. It's got a light sensor on it so that when you approach it, the light comes on, but when you walk away, the light goes off, and so it controls how much light hits the document. It's kept in an absolutely steady state of humidity and temperature, so there's no fluctuations, and we were able to demonstrate at the museum that we could create that kind of environment for the document, so this is the first time they've ever let it out of New York, out of the New York Public Library building.
How much better is that really than just taking it on an ironing board and getting a frame from Target?
Yeah.
Well, it's the difference between the lightning and the lightning bug.
Where are the other two known documents, the original drafts of the Declaration of Independence?
I believe they're in the government's hands but not on public display.
And probably like you see in those commercials all the time of somebody go into a flea market, they tear off the front of an old picture just to save the frame. We may find the other two copies.
You never know what's in the attic or at the garage sale or at the swap meet.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't want to know.
And what's the value on this? I mean, what's it worth?
Well, I wouldn't say. It's priceless.
Yeah, and it's
you can't make them they don't make them like that anymore.
Oh yeah, you're right. And it's on display till September 30th, Arlington, Virginia. Where is this place?
The museum is in Roslyn, Virginia. It's just on the across the river from the Smithsonian Complex. It's the Roslyn Metro stop. It's 1101 Wilson Boulevard, Arlington, Virginia. Very easy to get to. We're open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 to 5.
All right, Eric Newton. I was also to how's the back?
Oh, well, it's a little stiff, but you don't need a back to be on the radio.
Something tells me that you just took the day off because the holiday is near.
Don't say that to my boss.
Eric Newton, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Eric Newton from the museum. So, yeah, two of these copies are still floating around out there, and if you got it, it's worth a bundle.
You know, you've collected a lot of stuff over the years.
Yeah.
It's been long enough now. Is any of it worth anything?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Let's put it this way. I was real tempted. I was real tempted. And I said, get a hold of yourself, Stan. But I was real tempted. In order for us to go to Vegas,
yeah,
I was going to get rid of a few items so that I'd have some good gambling money.
Yeah.
I said, that's stupid.
Yeah, well, thanks for nothing.
Hey!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney
Boy,
Show.
I am telling you, I just got a glance at it.
What?
You have picked what I will say to us is a historic way back.
Yes, got the way back later on. And you want to talk about
good
spanning
Lord.
Different musical genres, all classic?
All over the place and all awesome.
Yeah. I saw that. I said, where are we going to go in the Wayback Machine today? And I took a look at this particular week in this particular year, and I said, that's where we're going.
It's early enough. Can I give away one artist?
Yeah, go ahead.
Al Martino.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When you go to the early 70s and in the mid-70s, where Casey Kasem was doing Top 40, his countdown show, you still had the crooners, the standards that were at the end of their career. So mixed in with David Bowie and Aerosmith, you would see Perry Como.
Mm-hmm.
You would see Al Martino. You would see Jack Jones. They would somehow wind up sandwiched in between rock songs.
Now, it changed over the years because when we first got into radio, there was a big battle between Billboard magazine and upstart radio and records.
Correct.
Now, Billboard, up to a point, was based on the sale of 45 RPM single records.
Correct.
Whereas radio and records ranked them based on radio airplay.
Correct.
By the time Casey was done, I don't know what he was going by.
Well, it was still,
Billboard couldn't have been going by 45.
It was
sold.
Billboard was still doing his. They would have the hot 200, but he would do the top 40, which were the singles. Now, when he left American Top 40.
There just came a point where people didn't buy singles
anymore. And he went and did Casey's Top 40. He went by Radio and Records. And up until the time he retired. So he went after, because they did, I guess, Shadow Stevens continued to do.
Yeah.
But he went and did Casey's, and that was R&R.
The funny thing with that is that they started paying attention to radio airplay right at the time radio had nothing to do with airplay. It was all consultants.
Yep. Yeah, it was an interesting time. Those were the two competing publications at the time. Billboard lives on.
And they were
radio
two
and records
distinct
didn't.
Things.
Yeah, two different charts. You would see a band in radio and records that wouldn't be on the Billboard charts or way down.
Because Billboard did what? They migrate to album sales?
Yes.
Yeah. Which that's no longer.
And that's no longer. I don't know how they do it now. Don't have a clue. Don't care.
That's how you end up with us.
That's right.
Where nothing makes sense.
Nothing at all.
I can't wait to talk about your weekend.
I had a great weekend. I'm just going to tell you
this. Yeah, it's a rare thing. You'll have an okay weekend. A great weekend, that's to be celebrated.
And I'm going to save the story. What a great story. But I hope they're listening. But I went to see Herb Alpert. Yes, the Herb Alpert and of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
The Herb Alpert that you impersonated when you were like 6 or 7.
Correct. He was performing up in Clearwater at the Capitol Theater over the weekend. So I went up there. My wife and I had a booked place to stay. Got a chance to see him. And packed house. And he's 87 years old and still is the coolest guy in the house.
You showed me some photos, and those are great photos.
We can post them on our Facebook if we want to. And Raj can do that.
And you're right. He is exuding, I am the coolest guy in the house.
He does it without trying.
Yeah. Just him smiling at you tells you, I'm Herb effing Elf.
Yep.
Okay.
He was talking about, very quick, the best story, the Stan and Haney story, I'll tell you later. Because it doesn't matter where Haney and I go, we could be in Las Vegas, we can be in Dallas, there's somebody that knows us.
In Dealey Plaza, yes.
But
Stan's doing his own investigation into JFK. Hey, Stan.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, just working.
But I gotta tell you this. This is how we're talking about how the Billboard charts and how it was based on 45s and all that. Well, he's telling the story. For those of you that also don't know it, he was a record mogul. He is the A in A&M mm-hmm. Records. He owned the record company. And he was talking about signing the Carpenters. And he said, back in those days, it was me and Jerry Moss running A&M Records. You didn't have to audition. You didn't have to go through all the whole process of consultants and all that. If I wanted to sign you, I signed you. And he said, I heard this Karen and Richard Carpenter. He said she was playing the drums and it was a good drummer.
Yeah, it was like the White Stripes of their day.
Yeah, and he was playing the piano. He said, I think I could have a hit record with them. So I got her off the drums, brought in the wrecking crew, had them work with Richard. And he said, but that's the way it was done in those days. I just would go and tell Jerry I just signed another band. He'd say, okay, when's the record coming out? That's how easy it was back then. If he liked you,
that's the way it's supposed to be.
He would sign you. And now I don't think he's taken years to get the rights to his stuff back. Because he sold A&M Records. He doesn't have anything
but
to do with it anymore.
I think that is how the music business should be run.
Yeah.
Somebody with the chops and experience of Herb Alpert, it doesn't matter the genre. He knows if somebody's good and if they have an idea that they're executing well.
And so that was his, and then he started talking about the jazz guy Stan Getz.
Yeah.
And working with him, because he told a lot of stories.
A lot of name dropping?
A lot of name dropping, but legitimate. He opened up the thing with a Wonderful World, but he's doing it with Louis Armstrong.
You know,
on one of his TV shows.
An old pal of mine, Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. We'll be back. Stan and Haney. I'll tell you that story. It's a great story.
Some call him Satchmo.
He was great.
What a great feeling to be on stage at 87. And I think it might even be better for him now than during his heyday. Because you know damn well, nobody stumbled into that auditorium. Everybody there is a lifetime fan.
Oh, without a doubt. We're Stan and Haney.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Going to have the audio grab bag here for you in just a second. We'll also have some open phones in a little bit.
And that way back, that's going to be a good one.
Got the way back. And we'll also give you a chance to win as we play another edition of I Wish I Didn't Know.
Oh, no.
Going to give you a chance to select something that is just very uncomfortable.
I have a hypothetical for you, Stan.
All right.
And I know you wouldn't do this for most people. But if I found myself in a position where I really needed your help.
Yeah.
Sincerely.
Yeah.
And say my car is broken down.
Yeah.
Stan, I just can't swing it right now. Could you Venmo me $650? And
why $650?
Because that's what the repairs cost.
Okay.
But in 10 days, I will return that to you via Venmo.
Yeah. Okay.
As it stands now.
Are you talking about the tax?
Stands now, without you knowing, Venmo will show Stan with a 1099
correct
of $650 in income.
Correct.
Or I will have a 1099
that you got
showing $650 in income.
Yes.
Then, when, as promised, on the day I Venmo back that $650 to Stan, it shows Stan as $650 in
correct
income.
And I'll be 1099.
And they will send it to the IRS, you.
People are just now we're coming to the end of the year, but just realizing it. We told you about this the beginning of the year.
But nobody thought they'll
work around that. You can't because
Republicans are trying to fight it.
How many times have you, and I know this specifically for me, it's not about making any money. I may want to go and I have in the past, my daughter might need an Uber from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Her car breaks down. Send her some money and she collects that money. If it gets over $600
in the past,
you didn't have to. It wasn't a deal.
In the past, the government looked at anything under $20,000 as payments between individuals as none of our business, and you were allowed to do it 200 times before it triggered the IRS.
Well, now it's $600.
$600
one time.
Yes. One time.
And we told you about this at the beginning of the year. People are just now starting to realize it. Because they've gone about, you, me, everybody, have gone about your using Venmo as a normal thing.
And PayPal.
Yeah, but it's coming back to get you. Yes, we knew about this at the beginning of the year. We told you about it. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Don't use that stuff. And yet, it's harder and harder to find a place to use cash.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Everybody goes, oh, so what? We're basically already a cashless society. Well, it has its benefits.
It most certainly does. But if you try to go to a ball game, a concert, they don't take cash anymore. Even going to Hertz Arena and you want to go into the parking lot where you'd pay your cash to go in the parking lot, don't do that anymore.
They won't take a $20 bill?
They won't take cash. Won't take it. Got to use card.
Really?
Yes.
I don't get out much.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. Let's see what's going on in the world.
This is not headline news. The United States soccer team was eliminated from the World Cup after losing to the Netherlands. Many are sad they lost, but very happy it'll be a whole 4 years before they have to pretend to care about soccer again.
Yay!
Ilaria Baldwin wants Alec to get a vasectomy. Alec Baldwin shooting blanks? What could go wrong?
Ha!
Chris Christie's niece bit law enforcement trying to remove her from a Spirit flight. So yeah, hunger runs in that family. And Axl Rose will no longer throw the microphone into the crowd after hitting a fan in the face.
Yep.
It's the same reason Tommy Lee says he'll no longer unzip. This is not headline news.
All fun and games till somebody gets smacked in the face. And the only people that can get away with that are Major League Baseball.
Correct.
People like getting smacked in the face, I guess.
Raj, I know that you have these in the service that we gave you to post. And I'd like you to post these things because the sound of sheer terror does not give these two clips the justice they deserve in just total amazement. I'm going to play the audio, and it's just blood-curdling screams from little kids. The videos of these things are incredible. Let's start with the
Chupacabra?
First one. It may as well have been. May as well have been. Let me play you the first sound. And again, if you have sensitive ears as to young kids screaming, be aware. And then I'm going to tell you what you just heard, and I want you to see.
Well, young kids screaming, that pops the adrenaline button. You're ready to kill somebody.
This is the screaming of a two-year-old. Let's just, here you go. What is that? I'll tell you what that is.
Why?
A family's doorbell cam in Woodland Hills, California, captured a dad coming home in a neighborhood and his two-year-old getting out of the car seat and walking behind as right down the sidewalk street.
Oh, that bastard.
A coyote grabbed the two-year-old and started to go off with it. The dad had to scare it off and throw a rock at it because the coyote was right down the middle of the neighborhood and grabbed the girl by the leg and started taking her away.
Yeah, and the coyote had the girl, got scared and dropped her, but only moved off about 5 feet.
Yeah, wouldn't go away. Stood there.
And stared the father down.
Yep. It's
why do we
so
allow
disturbing.
These? You know, California, they've had them forever. Oh, don't worry about it. But we have them here now.
Yeah.
And they breed like friggin' rabbits.
Yeah.
And they scream bloody murder all night long. Why do we allow them in civilized areas?
Get a load of... Here's another one. Now I'm going to play you.
I guess it's all because they killed the wolf.
Yes. I'm going to play you the young child screaming. This child is 5. And the mother, who is the true hero in this story, with her arms full. Take a listen to this screaming. It sure was.
What did it say?
Rabid raccoon. They are at their front door. The little girl is going in. The mom's got her arms full, and she's getting ready to go inside. The raccoon goes and jumps and attacks and is hanging on this little girl. The mother, with her arms full, grabs the raccoon by the neck, telling the daughter, get into the house. And the daughter can't turn the handle of the knob fast enough. She's having trouble as the mom is holding off this raccoon in her hands. The kids screaming and throwing right on their front doorstep.
It was incredible. Why do we allow this? You know, it doesn't, I mean, nature is wonderful in its place, but if you're going to populate an area, I mean, they knew this in the Old West.
Yep.
You got to eradicate them.
Well, with the coyotes, they were saying this morning on the news. Overpopulation in residential areas, and the coyotes don't have enough food to live, which is why they're coming into the neighborhoods.
And then they breed. And I'm sure you've heard them.
Oh, absolutely.
The first time you hear it, you wonder, what the hell is that?
But after a period of time, as you see in California, they lose complete fear. Food hunger will overwhelm any kind of fear. Dateline, Indiana. A realtor in Indiana called the bomb squad for a legitimate bomb scare when they noticed what looked like an explosive in a vacant room they were about to show. It was a clock, a novelty clock.
All of this over a toy. I get a text from my cousin who's like, hey, can you get a hold of your mom or dad? Because there's a bomb squad at your house.
There was a novelty toy in the house, a clock that looked like dynamite.
It looks exactly like a bomb, like a TNT bomb. And it just has, like, in the back, it has, like, a little space where you can put, like, batteries and stuff in it. And it's an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm. If you were growing up as a kid, and I don't care what generation, because he did this from 1969 to 2016, one of the most recognizable actors on Sesame Street,
oh,
Bob McGrath, passed away. He was 90 years old.
You know, I feel like meeting somebody around the neighborhood today. How about it? Oh, oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? Well, they're the people that you meet
when you're walking down the street. They're the people that you meet each day.
He was on the very first episode of Sesame Street and was nonstop until 2016.
God
90 years old. How about heroes? And we hear the story about somebody that has incredible strength in a time of crisis, where they will move or pick up something that shouldn't be moved or picked up because it's too heavy, but they move it. Here it is. Dateline, California. A California man had his life saved by his 15-year-old son when the truck he was working on fell on top of him. And the teen was able to lift the vehicle off of him.
Slid my body underneath the truck. The second it popped off, the truck fell right on top of me. And I'm thinking about it, oh, I got a surveillance camera. So I called my kid and had him look at the surveillance camera. He lifted the truck enough for me to roll out.
I heard him make like a noise like his soul was leaving his body. It was crazy.
My son is my hero. He saved my life.
Raj, you're looking at something over there. You want to tell me what you're?
That's tough to do cold.
Yeah, I know. What are you looking at over there?
Oh, I was just checking out the stories from those crazy screaming kids.
Unbelievable,
videos.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I'll get those up on Facebook.
Scare the bejesus out of you. it's crazy. That coyote just trying to haul the kid away. And then that wreck, that was a good-sized coon. He had a lot of beef on him.
Well, and, you know, normally not a problem, but they go rabid.
Yep, they go nutso.
They don't even have the raccoon code to go by anymore.
Nope.
Anything goes.
Anything goes.
Now, see, coyotes are like that in their right mind. Anything goes.
And a coyote can go rabid, too.
And when they go rabid, then it's just nonsensical. Get mad at its own tail.
Yep. Wrap up the grab bag with the great Dolly Parton and how she feels about being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. You know, when she initially got nominated to go into the Hall of Fame, she didn't want it. She was like, why?
Well, she was confused like everybody else was. Yeah.
And then they explained to her, and she started thinking about it, and... Well, let Dolly Parton explain how she got won over by going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It convinced her, okay, it's okay to go in.
At that time, I just felt like I was taking votes from somebody that had spent a lot of time and effort trying to be into the Hall of Fame. And I thought, what am I doing in here? Then, of course, I learned later that a lot of people were in there. Whether they should be or not, I don't know. But I still had this feeling that I was taking votes from someone that, yeah. I would take any country things they give me because I'd feel I'd earned any of them that I get. But I just felt a little out of place, and I just felt like I was kind of betraying somebody else. But then they explained it to me, and they said I was getting it anyway. So I thought, well, I'm going to accept it graciously.
There you go. And she's putting out a rock album right now. I guess she's going to be covering with the Rolling Stones. A few other rock acts that she's going to be covering.
What a good woman, though.
Yeah, oh, she's
her
one of the
reasoning.
Oh, yeah, she's one of the greatest.
I love how she's justifying her induction by now doing a rock album.
Yeah, well, I get. Well, she, and when she finally agreed, she said, and I guess her people around her said, if I'm going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, let's get some music. Let's do a rock album. Now, she'll do them Dolly Parton's way, but she's taking rock and roll songs.
She is Dolly Parton.
Yeah, there's no other way to do it.
Can't do it as anything other than Dolly.
That's just, I'm anxious to see what she's going to have on this album.
I want to hear Jolene with a ripping guitar solo.
Maybe.
That would be nice.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. When we come back, we'll open up the phones. We'll find out what's on your mind. Maybe pick up a prize or two. And I've got to tell you about it's a Stan and Haney story all the way in Clearwater. 130 miles away in an auditorium, one of the best, I think, Stan and Haney stories I've heard in a long time.
Are you saying that you will be presenting a Stan and Haney moment?
Yes. It was great. It was great.
It's always... It's weird and it's gratifying when it happens. Now, Clearwater isn't that far away, but the places that we've been, where we're walking through Vegas or something, hey, Stan, Haney,
it's true,
and you hear it, but you don't process it because it doesn't belong there.
No, tell you a story when we come back. It's a great one. Taking your phone calls as well, 277-9600.
No, it's nice to meet you, too. Where are you from? Well, we spend half the year in Illinois and half the year in Florida. Are you Stan?
Yes. Yes, I am. We'll be back.
And you do. Your face turns red.
It does. This store, I went and told our buddy Rick Peterson down the hall about it. I usually try to bounce something off the wall, see if it he says
if it resonates with him.
You have got to tell that story. I said, all right, I will. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
America is on the go from Maine to the Grand Canyon with
Stan and Haney
as a traveling companion.
96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
I'm all excited.
Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
Stan's going to tell us a story.
You got a good story. It's a good story. 277-9600. In about 30 minutes, we're going to play I Wish I Didn't Know, chance to pick up a prize later on today, the Wayback Machine. But what a great time I had Saturday night in Clearwater. My wife and I went to go see Herb Alpert, the Herb Alpert from Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
The Herb Alpert that you have admired your entire lifetime.
Well,
you were a member of the Herb Alpert fan club when you were a boy.
My parents, my mom and dad, this is how far back I go with the Herb Alpert. I loved Herb Alpert. That was the first music to hit my ears that I took a liking
to.
Hey,
what's that?
Right.
I'd like to hear that again.
And my parents actually took me to see, for my 6th birthday, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass at the Yale Bowl in New Haven, Connecticut. That was in June of 1968.
Wow.
I went to see Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66 opened for him. And so here we are, 2022. He's going to be in Clearwater. He's 87 years old now. He goes on stage with his wife, who incidentally he met, well, she was a lead singer in Sergio Mendez's band back then, and they had a thing going, and they've been married for 50 years. But if you remember, I was talking about the show, and we had a listener call in who had planned, he heard that I was talking about it, went to inquire about tickets to take his mother to go see Herb Alpert.
Yeah, and that was months ago.
Months ago. And so on Friday's show, he called back in and he said that he was going to be unable to go, but that his daughter was going to take his mother to the show. And I'm like, oh, I wish they had a picture of me. They could come by, make sure they say hi and all of that. And he goes, yeah, he said, you know, I'll tell her that you're going to be there and maybe she'll find you. Okay.
Chances are
slim at best. So we're my wife and I take our seats in the theater before Herb Alpert comes on, and there is an elderly couple, a man and his wife, I'm assuming, partaking quite nicely in wine. You know, they had the wines.
Oh, you're seeing Herb Alpert?
And so the woman's wining it up. And then there are two seats that I did not see that were directly behind me, where I saw two people make their way in, but I wasn't paying any attention to it. It was just they sat down, and this one woman that sat down started talking to the woman who had a lot of wine. And so I'm sitting quietly listening. My wife's sitting quietly and listening. And the woman says, I've got to find Stan from Stan and Haney. Right behind me. And the wine old lady is going, who? Stan from the Stan and Haney show. They're in Fort Myers. My
son listens to them every single day, and I guess Stan is supposed to be here.
You're overhearing this.
I'm overhearing this. I'm just in the front row. This is going on behind me. He's here somewhere. I don't know exactly what, but I have a good idea. And so she's talking to this lady. Now, the other woman that is sitting with this woman is staying, for the most part, pretty quiet. It's just this lady talking to the wino lady and her husband. And so I hear her, I bet you the man in the blue all the way down, I think that's him. I think that's Stan.
So she's spotted you.
Yes.
But it's not you.
It's not me. And I'm telling my wife, don't say anything. Don't say, just play this out. Don't say anything. And so my wife's like, I'm not going to say anything. Let's listen. Let's listen. And so that's him. You know, he had a heart attack. He had a heart attack. My son was telling me he had a heart attack. Went, oh, really? And he's in here. You sure that's him down? I'm pretty sure it's him. And so
my wife
turns around and she goes, who do you think is him? Who? And the mother that came to the show, she goes, down there in the blue. She goes, oh, because we're from Fort Myers too. We listen to Stan and Haney. You think it's him down there? And then, of course, the lady, the wino lady, you listen to Stan and Haney too? Yeah, we're from Fort Myers too. Stan's here? And she goes, yeah, I think it's him. He's down the end of the aisle in the light blue shirt. I've got to go say hi to him. I got to find out if it's him. So the lady gets up from her seat and starts shimmying down the aisle to get out to the aisle. And she starts walking down in front of the stage and cutting across to go to the other side.
You let her do it?
Hold on. And my wife sits there and his daughter was sitting in the seat, and my wife turns around and says to her, then I find out it's his younger daughter there, said, tell your mother or grandmother to come back. That is not Stan. Tell her to come back. And she's, well, it's too late. She's gone off. How do you know it's not Stan? And my wife goes, because this is Stan. And I turn around and to the daughter, hi, how are you?
It's me.
And so she tried to stop her grandmother from going over there, but her grandmother
already on her way.
On her way.
She's on a mission.
He's on a mission. And then she turned around, found out that wasn't Stan, and started coming back, walked across the front of the stage again, back up the aisle, down into the seat, sat down. Her granddaughter was there and said, we tried to stop you. That wasn't Stan. She goes, oh, I know that wasn't Stan. He said he wasn't Stan, didn't know what I was talking about. And the granddaughter goes, no, because that's Stan. And I turn around and see her. You're Stan? Oh, my God, you're right here. You're right in front of me. And I went and said hi. Oh. We took pictures and got pictures with her and all of that stuff and just made her day. It was great. She was... what were the odds? Know, she was right behind me.
We had talked about it so much, I thought, there's no way that's going to happen.
And it did. She was sitting directly behind me. I went and her granddaughter took her camera out. We got a picture together.
Well, when you think about it, you and the son/father, you got your tickets right around the same time.
Yeah. Exactly behind me.
That's so funny. And you hear the whole...
And I'm hearing the whole conversation.
And you let the lady walk all the way across.
I didn't want to. We tried to call her back, but she wasn't having any of it. No, she was on a
mission to find Stan.
And then she came back, and her granddaughter and me finally broke the news to her.
What a letdown.
Yeah, it was. You?
Oh, the guy sitting in front of me.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. You? I was kind of like hoping it was the guy down the end of the aisle in the blue.
Did the wino lady boo you for that?
No, she didn't say anything. I'll tell you what she did.
And I hope I didn't offend anybody else, but I think I did it for a reason.
On a night out, so you offended at least one person.
Wino lady was Herb Alpert's up there telling a story about something, and I'm trying to listen to him, and Wino lady starts really gabbing up a storm. Oh yeah, I'm gonna do, and I did one of these things. I did one of these quick turns. I did what? I did it like, you know, real snappy, and then I hear her, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then she calmed her down. She didn't say anything. I'm there to see Herb Alpert, not to listen to you talk about something during your next glass of wine. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Al. How are you guys?
Oh, it's Al the barber.
How was the show, Al?
You know, I ended up giving the tickets back, so he should have let you know.
Why?
Because
why did you do that, Al? Why do you call up this radio show like you've been doing for 30 some odd years, and you go and win something, and then you give something back?
Well, I figured somebody else could use it.
But that we went and gave them away to you.
But that's not the way it works.
And that's not the way it works.
Well, I'm
you've been doing this for 30 years,
Al. Seriously. Because I know you're a decent guy and you wouldn't want to do this. When you say
that's why I gave him back.
Well, when you say you gave him back, there's no such thing because the time expired and we couldn't give him to anybody else.
That's why we did the blow up, because it was the end. We had to get rid of him then and there.
What happened to your
scooter? I left phone lines on hold. Because we ran out of tickets.
Yeah, the next guy should have got them.
Well,
but that's what I'm trying to explain to you, Al. In the future,
I understand what you're saying.
You're not helping anybody. You're taking tickets away from somebody that would have gone. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I understand, and I tried not to. Hey, I wanted to call. I apologize. I was calling about the overgrowth.
You're talking about raccoons and coyotes, right?
Yeah, well, not only that. I mean, we've got bunny rabbits, you know.
I got to go, Al.
I don't think anybody minds the bunny rabbits.
Nobody minds the bunny rabbits and the squirrels. Ahoy.
Hey, Stan Haney. How are you?
Hey, who's this?
Mike in Naples.
Hey, Mike. Welcome to the show.
You know, I've been listening since, the mid-late 90s. I've never heard you guys talk about cruise ships before. Do any of you like to
stay tuned?
Stay tuned. I'm going on a cruise.
I just got back from one. Just wanted to
tell you. All right. I don't want you to mention any cruise locations or names or anything like that. Just give me a yes. Did you like the cruise?
Loved it.
Okay. Now, I have gone on two cruises in my lifetime. One was when I was in college, and I stole the tickets of Christopher Mad Dog Russo, and I went and took his cruise
story
from him, and he never forgave me for it. And the other one was in the late 90s or early 2000s, I went to Nassau in the Bahamas. Now, over Christmas, I'm going to go on a nice five-dayer.
Excellent, excellent. A big line.
So there was a big line?
No. Are you going on a big cruise line?
Oh, big cruise line. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, I am.
You're going to be in bliss. I can tell you a secret. One thing they do is they have to put plates in the elevator floor that tells you what day it is. Otherwise, you will not know what day it is.
Oh, it's a floating hotel. I've heard from so many cruisers, and I don't know if you're like this, but you have ports of call where you're going, and there are people that there is so much to do on the cruise ship, they never get off the ship at the ports of call.
See, I would be afraid they'd leave me
because there's so much to do on the cruise ship.
Never got off of the port.
So you didn't either.
No. No, absolutely not.
So
especially
there's just
where
so much to do.
Well, the amenities they have now are crazy.
You name it, they have it. You want pizza at 4 in the morning,
They have it. You eat 24 hours a day. There's entertainment. There's booze. There's everything 24 hours a day.
Comedy. I mean, Broadway shows. You're going to be over them. Jazz shows. Carry. Just
name it. But
you
never got off the boat.
For a couple minutes in right. South America, but that was about it.
Okay. But how long of a cruise did you go on? 7 day, 10 day?
7 day over Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. I'll say it right now. My wife and I always like to take a little vacation during Christmas, and we usually go to Las Vegas, or we'll go up to the Northeast or someplace. Going on a cruise is the best bang for your buck right now. With airfare the way it is, hotels the way they are, food costs, it's all inclusive, and it's the best bang for your buck right now.
It really, really is, and you get to do it with about 5,000 of your closest friends.
5,000. Well, and I'm reading up a lot that sometimes a lot of these ships aren't going at full capacity.
Oh, this one was.
Over Thanksgiving.
I got one piece of advice, Dan. Stay out of the casino.
Casino. I know. I'll wait till I get to dry land to go into a casino. I'm not going into the casino there, but I appreciate that phone call. Very quick story about that. The time I went on Christopher Russo's Mad Dogs cruise, buddy of mine, who he was supposed to be cruising with, had never been on a cruise before. And this was only a 3 day cruise to Nassau. And he spent, these are college kids. He spent all of his money, blew all of his money the first night at sea in the casino. Did not have a single dollar left to his name for tips, because you got to leave the envelopes with the tips and all of that.
Yep.
The extras for the drinks and all. Spent all of it the first night in the casino. He was miserable the rest of the cruise. The rest of us had a great time.
You know, the only cruise I've ever been on was when they used to call it Sea Escape.
Yeah.
And all they do is it was 1 day. They would take you out just beyond, it was like a full-size cruise ship, but like the Big M used to be, where they'd take you out just far enough where they could flip on the slot machines.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
And you were outside of U.S. territorial waters.
Yeah.
And I went with my whole family, and I immediately disappeared because I found out ahead of time that once you are out of U.S. territorial waters, there's no drinking age.
No, there isn't.
So I was... Now, they would raise a stink about the casino. So I had all the beer I wanted, but I couldn't get in the casino. And my mom, who probably had never gambled before, never gambled since, immediately won $50.
Good, and she thought and probably put it away.
She did.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I got to say this before we take the break, and we're going to give you a chance to win when we come back. One of our Amandas just texted after hearing Al winning a prize and then giving it back. And
thinking
that
he's doing someone a favor somehow.
She writes on the Absolute Law text line, and I couldn't agree with you more. So annoying. Lee and I would have loved to have gone to that show, but we couldn't get through on the phone lines. Shame. Shame.
Well, Al didn't realize that.
He's been doing this.
A lot of people don't. They think
he knows.
They think, I'll give them to someone else, but you can't.
You can't do that. You can't. We'll be back. Stan and Haney. Sorry, Amanda.
That breaks my heart.
It does. 96K Rock.
What a spot for a vacation. And this family's brought everything they need for a perfect one, including
Stan and Haney
in genuine top grain cowhide, which costs less than a tenth of a cent an hour to operate.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney. About a half hour away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine, where we take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year. We're going to look at the bottom of American Top 40 this week, find out what year we're going to, and we'll do that in about an hour. Going to give you a chance to win.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's a game I call...
It's a very uncomfortable game.
It's a very uncomfortable. But I'm going to... You have a double chance to get the question right. It's called I Wish I Didn't Know. And you're going to play best 3 out of 5. We'll get to as many players as we can. But we got to take them one at a time. I'll release the phones in a second. We'll get a player on. Get 3 out of 5 questions, disturbing questions. Now, if by some chance in the multiple choice you don't get the first one right, you don't get it right, I'll give you a second chance where basically you'll have a 50-50 shot of getting the question right.
That's very rare, but necessary.
But necessary. You get 3 out of 5 right. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to have your choice. I've got a pair of tickets and a parking pass to Christmastown at Busch Gardens. I have $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. I have tickets to your choice. You name it. Whatever Blades game you want to go to, because we have season tickets here at the radio station. Pick a game you want to go to, and you and a friend can go and see the Florida Everblades play a hockey game at Hertz Arena. Let's play Stans. I Wish I Didn't Know. I will release the phones. Hopefully we can get more than one player, but we'll do it one at a time. 277-9600. Let's get a player. Start things off to play Stans. I Wish I Didn't Know. All right, let's go to this caller here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, you want to play?
Yes, please, I think.
All right, Kathy. Yeah, you're going to have to ask yourself the hard questions. Do I want to know the answer to some of these things?
All right.
Best 3 out of 5, I'm going to give you 2 chances to get it right on each question, okay?
Yes, thanks.
And your name's Kathy?
Yes.
All right, Kathy. Let's give it a shot. Let's see how you do on I Wish I Didn't Know. If you're thinking about joining the Mile High Club, Kathy, on your next flight, you might want to reconsider when you find out that A, it's easier to catch an STD on an airplane, B, given the tight quarters, many mile highers pull muscles, if you know what I mean, C, the flight crew can tell exactly what you're doing, or D, getting caught could land you in jail. Which one do you think is the correct answer to that? Catch an STD, pull a muscle, flight crew knows exactly what you're up to, or you could go to jail?
I'm going
to
go for D.
Go to jail? That is incorrect. Incorrect. Can I get a bell and buzzer on that too, Raj? But don't worry. I'm giving you another chance at it. So let's throw out getting thrown into jail. Is it easier to catch an STD? You can pull a muscle, if you know what I mean. Or the flight crew can tell exactly what you're up to.
I can't imagine, but I'm going to say C.
See, the flight crew can tell exactly what you're up to?
Yeah.
One wrong. I'm sorry on that one. Actually, it's you can pull a muscle. It's such tight quarters and so tight in there that you're going to hurt yourself. But that's one. Don't worry, you still got more to go.
Yeah, I mean, that can happen using the bathroom.
That's exactly right. All right, here we go. That's one wrong. You don't want to get 3 wrong or you're done.
Right.
All right, here we go, Kathy. Guess how many people in the world die from a brain aneurysm every year? Is it A, 85,000? Is it B, 500,000? Is it C, 375,000? Or D, 134,000? How many die from a brain aneurysm every year worldwide? 85, 500, 375, or 134,000?
I'm going to go C-375.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. You get another shot at it. 85,000, 500,000, or 134,000?
$134,000.
I'm sorry.
God.
Ouch.
B, $500,000. $500,000. All right, Kathy, you can't lose. You got to get three in a row. You got to go three in a row now, or I have to say bye-bye.
All right.
All right, here we go. And I remember reading about this. Which beloved children's TV character was originally supposed to join NASA's Challenger mission? Was it A, Elmo, B, Kermit the Frog, C, Big Bird, or D, Pee-wee Herman? What beloved children's TV character was originally supposed to join NASA's Challenger mission?
I'm going to say Pee-wee.
That is incorrect. You're going to get another shot at this. You're going to get another shot. And I'm going to tell you right now, Kathy, if you get it wrong, there's no, sorry, I just got to move on to another caller. Okay?
I got you.
All right, you have your choice of Elmo, Kermit the Frog, Big Bird.
I guess Kermit the Frog.
Bye, Kathy.
Bye.
Big Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bird.
That was impractical.
And it was impractical. You are correct. Let me get a few more here. We'll get another player. Because I got to make it an even five count. And those that I just went through, mild compared to what I've got stored up here.
Oh, that's no. What,
but we don't know yet. Ahoy, who's this?
Tyler.
Tyler, you want to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tyler. Best three out of five. You get two chances to get each one right. Here we. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tyler, here we go. First question. Bill Gates helped fund the creation of a machine that makes clean drinking water out of what? A, human feces, B, dead animals, C, old computers, or D, animal parts. What do you think it is that Bill Gates helped fund a creation of a machine that makes clean drinking water out of human feces, dead animals, old computers, animal parts?
Human feces.
You are absolutely correct, Tyler. You got one right. You got one right. Nice job. Got to get three right. Got plenty of chances to do it. Here we go. In 2012, Tyler, the New Zealand government intervened when a couple wanted to name their child what? A, Cunnilingus, B, Hitler, C, Anal, or D, Fart?
My God.
What do you think? The New Zealand government had to step in, stop these parents because they wanted to name their child Cunnilingus, Hitler, Anal, or Fart?
Hitler.
That is incorrect. You get another shot at it. Cunnilingus, Anal, Fart.
Anal.
You are correct. You are there. You go. That's how. Now you got two. You just need one more, right? And you get a prize.
Oh.
All right. Here we go. This is interesting. This is very interesting. And let's see if you can get a clean sweep here, Tyler. Dying of old age doesn't seem like the worst way to go. But what time of day do most people die of old age? Where it's just natural causes. They died of old age. What time of day? 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 12 a.m., 4:20 p.m. What time of day do most people die of old age? 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 12 a.m., 4:20 p.m.
I would say 11 a.m.
You, Tyler, have a clean sweep. You are absolutely correct. 11 a.m. What would you like? I got Everblades. I got Christmastown. I got Pewter Mug.
Christmastown. Make the kids happy.
You betcha. I'm going to send you over to Roger. He's going to get you set up, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, buddy. Nice playing. Nice job. Line two. We're going to go and try to get one more. Let me get a few more questions lined up. Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
Al.
No. You know what? I almost don't want to have you play
this. Well, talk to your producer.
What do you mean, talk to my
producer? I told him.
You're not playing. You're not playing, Al. You're not playing.
You're taking a firm hand with Al.
I have to. Ahoy, who's this?
Steve? Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, please bring the phone to your mouth so we can get it. You want to play, Steve?
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve. You got your five questions. You got to get two shots at each question to get it right. Here we go. You ready, Steve? Here we go.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Question number one. Lions, pumas, and wolves will kill one another to survive. But which unexpected animal is the most murderous of its own species? What animal is the most murderous of its own species? They'll kill their own kind and they don't care. Is it A, chinchillas, B, spider monkeys, C, gazelles, or D, meerkats?
Say the spider monkey.
Is that you're going to go with spider monkey?
Little bastards.
Yes, sir.
That is incorrect. Is incorrect. Now you get another shot at it. Is it chinchillas, gazelles, meerkats?
Meerkat.
You are correct. It is the meerkat. Just hit a bell there, Raj. Okay. All right, you got one right. Here we go. Three right. You get a prize. The chances of this happening twice in your life are better than the chances of being elected president. The chances of this happening twice in your life are better than the chances of being elected president. Is it catching a foul ball at a Major League Baseball game? Is it winning the lottery? Is it being hit by a car, or is it being struck by lightning? The chances of this happening twice in your life are better than the chances of being elected president.
Catching a foul ball? Yes, sir.
That is incorrect.
That makes too much sense.
That is incorrect. You're going to get one more shot with three remaining. Winning the lottery, being hit by a car, getting struck by lightning.
Getting hit by a car.
That is incorrect.
Makes too much sense.
One wrong. It's getting struck by lightning. Struck by lightning. All right. One right, one wrong.
So you have better odds of being struck by lightning than
twice.
Being hit by a car.
Yes. I guess that's, yeah. I guess in Florida. I don't know. Here we go. One right, one wrong. About 20% of U.S. land is susceptible to sinkholes. Three of these states might be screwed. Which state is safe from sinkholes? Florida, Texas, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Safe from sinkholes. Florida, Texas, New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
I'm going to say I'll go with New Jersey.
You are absolutely correct. New Jersey is safe. No sinkholes for New Jersey.
Really?
That's what it says.
Pine Barrens?
That's what it says. Pine Barrens, different thing. No sinkholes. Maybe some dug holes, but no sinkholes. Let's see. Okay. Two right, one wrong. So you get one more right, Steve, you're going to be a winner. You get two chances to do it. Here we go. A Missouri couple sued the previous owners of a home after thousands of these came bleeding out of the walls. Was it mice, raccoons, cicadas, or spiders? came bleeding out of the walls. Mice, raccoons, cicadas, spiders.
Cicada.
That is incorrect. Try it again. Mice, raccoons, spiders.
Either mice or spiders, I'm thinking. I'm going to go with spiders.
Good guess. It is spiders. You're a winner. You're a winner.
Alrighty.
Would you like Everblades, Busch Gardens, or Pewter Mug?
You know what? We'll do Busch Gardens.
All right. Hold the line. I'll send you over to Raj. Hold on. Haney, I got one left here. You want to try it?
Not really, but I will. These are horrible
thoughts.
Yeah,
I know.
Hey, Stan, before I do.
Yeah.
If I win, I'd like to pass it on to Al.
Right. Sure. All right, Haney. One question, four answers. One of them's the right answer. In 2014, a St. Louis woman came to the realization that her new apartment was once the torture chamber for a serial killer. She figured it out after what? A, finding human remains in her basement. B, seeing her home on a documentary about the killer. C, people randomly leaving flowers on her front lawn. Or D, her neighbor accidentally spilled the beans.
I don't remember your exact wording, but documentary.
You are absolutely correct. It was, she saw her house in a documentary. Yeah, that'll wake you up. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, first look at traffic,
would
news,
have been
headlines.
Nice if everybody involved in that real estate transaction had said something.
Yeah, it would have been nice. You know, they have a reality show about, or a documentary show, one of those, I bought a murder house, and then they come in with designers to try to redesign the house for you. There's an actual show on TV like that.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but I think it turned out to not be nefarious, but people that would find, like, hidden rooms after they'd lived there for years.
Oh, yeah. Creepy. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody get on your feet. Get too noisy when you're in your seat. Get ready to release the treat. The sweet relief that can't be beat. We crop nothing. We crop nothing. We crop nothing. Yeah, we crop nothing. Went to a party the other night. Let one rip just out of sight. One lady asked, is there a dog in here? I said, hey, sweet lady, have no fear. Crop dusting. We crop dusting. Oh, yeah, we crop dusting. We crop dusting. Lil' John Henry said to Sue, I feel a little windy, how about you? She said, John, I'm 32. Been crop dusting since I was two. Yeah. We crop dusting. Yeah. We crop dusting. We crop dusting. Woo! We crop dusting all night long. We crop dust. Yeah. Gotta dust them crop, baby.
all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcers. The big boss was here and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You know, I'm going to tell you this, and you can't see it at home, but we have the monitors up here, and so we're watching some of the some of the news girls do it. And you can always tell a pretty news girl when she's had a rough night before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this one reporter that's doing it in the middle of a news conference, and she's usually pretty attractive. It's Monday.
It's the holiday season. And it's a wild card as to what day that could be.
And something just tells me, looking at her as she's reporting.
Well, you know.
Oh, I know.
You've had a look behind the scenes.
Yes, I have. And it is a difficult, difficult procedure to get a... And I'm going to, I know you're going to, it goes this way with guys. My experience has been with female reporters to get themselves in TV condition. It can be an ordeal. And boy, let me tell you, you got to do, some days they have to, you have to do magic because it's been rough for them. Partying the night before, Christmas parties. You know, hanging out. Maybe there's something going on in the personal life, and you still have to look your perky best.
Can't
always happen.
You got to be careful as a female in the news business, because if you go out the first time looking your absolute best, that's where you've set the bar. That's what people expect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what you want to do is start out looking good enough.
Right. Because there are going to be times where good enough ain't going to be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one reporter. She evidently had a rough time of it last night. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. I've seen them where they are so mortified, they'll stay locked up in their house for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start Lee County. Fort Myers got a crash. Summerlin Road and Gladiolus Drive. And in Lehigh Acres, got a crash. Lorraine Avenue and 23rd Street. Collier County, Golden Gate, got a crash with injuries. Santa Barbara Boulevard and Golden Gate Parkway. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney every day at this time brings you today's headlines, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right.
You know, this reminds me of a television show from a couple of years back. New York City needs a rat czar.
Mm.
And the job pays $170,000 a year. But that's in New York City, which means it's about minimum wage.
Yeah, cost of living up there. $170,000 sounds mighty nice until you find out what you're up against.
$170,000, that entitles you to live in a closet.
Yep, up there.
As long as you don't drive.
Yep. Had a buddy of mine that was going to college up there. Got an apartment in Soho. And he was doing okay for himself. And he got an apartment in Soho and called me in Florida one day. He goes, "Hey, Stan, I'm at my apartment in New York, right here in Soho." I said, "How is it?" He goes, "Well, let me describe to you. I'm paying," and it was some unbelievable amount of rent. And he said, "I can extend my arms out to either side of my body and touch the walls as wide as his arms," and that was it.
And that does something to a person.
Well, it makes you crazy.
Yeah.
You go nuts.
I don't know if this has ever been possible before, but it is now. You can purchase a 5-foot inflatable holiday decoration.
Yeah.
That looks like a box of wine.
What?
It's happened again.
Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew it. What happened again?
It seems like it happens every year when Walmart hosts Shop with a Cop.
What happened?
Well, thieves don't take a day off.
No, they don't.
And finally...
No, they don't.
The Sheriff's Department in Rockdale County, Georgia, they routinely list a top 10 of the most wanted criminals.
Right.
And, well, as you've taught us, people will do anything for attention. One criminal raised his hand and asked why he didn't make the list. They explained. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Any chance can we have a little bit of laughter around here? I mean, a little bit of laughter goes a long way. We'll try right now with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Science never sleeps.
It sure doesn't.
And they have now determined that IBS, that's tummy trouble.
Yes, it is.
Could be caused by gravity.
What?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
other surprising things that cause upset stomachs.
Top other surprising things that cause upset stomachs. Gravity is one of them, though, right?
Yes, they've determined that. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thanks for that. Now that we know that, what can I do with this information?
Yeah.
I don't think we can live in space yet.
No.
I mean, you can go there.
Gravity.
I prescribe you a good trip around the moon. So these are other things that can cause upset stomachs.
Yeah.
Seeing your ex with Pete Davidson. Discovering Amber Heard left a treat for you on the bed.
Oh.
Dead bitch.
The balance on your 401k.
Yeah.
Finding out what Subway's quote-unquote tuna actually is.
What is it? Wasn't there a story where it was really not tuna fish?
No.
What is it?
And somebody else just filed a suit because the frozen version of Friday's mozzarella sticks are filled with cheddar.
Oh.
A disappointing world we live in.
Shocking.
Top other things that cause upset stomachs. Your neighbor's self-brewed beer. And finally, the very top thing that can cause upset stomachs.
Yes.
Your husband's internet history.
That boy is a P-I-G pig. 30 years of blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And where has that led us?
Elvis.
Yeah, thank you.
Has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
All right, we just have one. Something squirrely about the room again. But Paul writes, we were talking about driving around here in Southwest Florida. Guys, I'm sure other people have mentioned this, but the construction area at Colonial eastbound and 75 has to be the worst area for traffic in Southwest Florida by far. I'll tell you right now, Paul, I'll put it in the top three. Put it in the top three. The lanes.
Oh, we got plenty of them.
Oh, but there's plenty of them. The lanes are all messed up and not properly marked. Now, he's going to say something here, and I can agree with him 100%. And if you're driving, you know exactly what he's talking about. If it is dark or raining outside, you can't even tell where the lanes are going. How many times are you driving and they're doing construction and they have the temporary lanes mm-hmm. without the reflectors in them? You cannot see the lane. It's a complete guess. What makes it worse is that right after the construction area, the left turn lane onto 6 Mile is completely backed up. And beyond that, after the light, there is more construction and poorly painted lines. I usually avoid Colonial completely these days. I do too, but a lot of times if there's road closures, they'll funnel you mm-hmm. right to the worst area. It has to be the worst traffic in the area by far. Signed, Paul. It ranks right up there, Paul. Can't deny that.
Do you know something rare happened over the weekend?
You went outside and rode a bike.
Not getting crazy. A former frequent guest on this program became world famous.
Yeah, I know.
Our old buddy, Matt Taibbi.
Matt Taibbi used to be on this show all the time. Used to write for Rolling Stone magazine.
He's always been good. And so, a friend of ours.
Yeah, many times on this show.
Became literally world famous. He was trending everywhere.
What'd he do?
Well, Elon Musk decided that he wanted journalists to go over the Twitter files, and so he handed it to Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss, who was fired from the New York Times yeah. for doing a decent job,
yeah.
and said, the two of you, you have full access, find out what happened. So it's not coming from me.
Matt Taibbi was a good guy.
And he was, you could not go on the internet without seeing his name Friday night.
We're going to take a break. Wayback Machine is next. Probably one of the more, how would you describe it, diverse?
Yes, diversity is our strength.
96K Rock. Hey, wait, you'll see. You'll see what we're talking about.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I just got to catch my breath.
I know.
30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news, we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine
and,
here in just a second.
I just have to congratulate you. A spectacular way back today.
It is kind of interesting, isn't it? Let's do some traffic, and then we'll tell you where we're going. We're going someplace nice, I think. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Starting Lee County, Fort Myers got a hit-and-run crash. Treeline Avenue and Daniels Parkway. In Lehigh Acres, got a crash. Williams Avenue and Lee Boulevard. Golden Gate, crash. Golden Gate Parkway and Santa Barbara Boulevard down there in Collier County. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you right before Mark Haney and the news. We do it every Monday here on the Stan and Haney Show. We take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year.
And we play them in order, the order they were originally played.
Yes, sir. And we are going to look at the bottom of American Top 40 for this very week in a particular year. That would be 40 through 36. These were on the pop charts. These were the most listened to songs in America. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1975.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Big hit. Oh, let's stay. You want to start from the beginning? There we go. There we go.
Sometimes the world is a valley of heartaches and tears. And in the hustle and bustle, no sunshine appears. But you and I have a love.
The great Al Martino, guest on this show.
There's a way we can leave all the shadows behind us.
Johnny Fontaine himself.
It's made up.
Way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind.
Johnny Fontaine does
let
not get that
the
part.
Confusion and all disillusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find.
Gonzare.
No wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. Volare.
Hey.
Gonzare.
What's he saying? Something in Italian.
Commendatory.
Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me.
Boy, that Johnny Fontaine.
Yeah,
he
can
belt it.
He can sing. Oh, that's Al Martino, number 40 on the pop charts this week in 1975. What came in at number 39? The Eagles.
You know, those city girls just seem to find out early, huh?
They sure do.
Old man, she won't have to worry. That's stand on the maracas. See how long he can keep it out. Less than 5 pounds, people. He's allowed to pick those up.
Yes, that's true.
I guess every form of refuge has 3.75 pounds. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only. Yet he's putting it all on the line for you.
Right here, for entertainment purposes. That's the Stan and Haney difference. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't.
Is he? With fiery eyes and dreams no one could steal.
Yeah.
And Gertrude Ungerman.
Yeah. On through the night anticipating. Cause he makes her feel the way she used to feel.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
She rushes to his arms. They fall.
This is a great song. This is just plain a great song.
And they pumped them out one after the other.
Yes, it is so good.
You got to remember, the Eagles' greatest hits came out before Hotel California.
I know.
They did not make bad songs.
Nope.
And also, thinking about how times have changed, this is a rock song. That's how it was classified.
Yes.
You hear it today, it's dyed-in-the-wool country.
Yep, it's a country song.
She gets up and pours herself a strong one and stares at the stars up in the sky.
We sadly have to move on. And I don't want to.
You know what that's going to create?
What's that?
A lot of bad blood.
Yep. This is Neil Sedaka coming in at number 38. I got a little something for our listeners. Text me if you can tell me who's doing BVs with Neil on this song.
Ooh, that's tough.
I fooled somebody yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
How could you not know?
Well, we come from a certain generation where we do know. Who does BVs with Neil Sedaka on this song? Raj, if you know, I would take a written sign held up. You don't know? You don't know who's doing BVs? Take a listen.
He's drawing a blank.
Singing with Neil Sedaka.
I believe that's Johnny McFadden on the flute.
Yes.
How you let a woman like that.
would do it a lot in the early to mid 70s for people. Mm-hmm. And he'd give him a hit record because he was on it.
Listen, Roger. Unless you're talking about Magic Johnson's son.
Do run, do run, do run, run.
Talking about bad blood.
He did it for John Lennon. It's roughly within the year of this one.
Yep. Kiki D.
Kiki D. Coming in at number 37. Let's have a little hot chocolate.
Wasn't always a beer commercial.
No, you're right.
Heard this in 30-second clips all through the weekend watching football.
I believe in miracles. Way from you sexy things.
Sexy thing. You.
I believe. Since you came along, you sexy thing. Where did you come from, baby? How
now,
know?
Just think back a few. Al Martino's in this mix.
How did you know I needed you so badly? How did you know? Give my heart gladly. Yesterday I was one of the lonely people. Now you're lying close to me, making love to me. I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing.
Sexy thing. You.
I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
This song influenced so many people.
Sure.
Now you're lying next to me, giving it to me. I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing. Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along.
I'm just taking a look at the last one we're going to take a look at. In our countdown, it was the number 36 biggest hit in the nation
in 1975.
And by this point in time, this gentleman had, I want to say, close to 30 country hits and was now crossing over as a writer and performer.
An overall superstar actor?
Yes. Coming in at number 36 this week in 1975, Willie Nelson.
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. when we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember.
Cough Swift, yeah.
And only memories remain.
And yes, we're playing these in order, so this came on after Hot Chocolate.
Through mm-hmm. the ages,
damn up-tempo.
I'll remember.
Dedication of a dog.
Blue eyes crying.
He's not on the phone.
Song in the land this week in 1975, Fly Robin Fly by Silver Convention. We'll be back. Mark Caney in the
news
is next.
That's the one they're going to remember.
Yeah.
This is... Can I help you?
Oh, yeah, I was calling about the job, man. How's it going?
Fine. Which job were you calling about?
I don't know. I'm just looking to reel in some cash, you know. I'm looking for work, man.
Oh, what kind of work do you do?
It's construction. I repair lava lamps, listen to 8-tracks, play bass, you know. What do you guys got over there, man?
None of those, I can tell you right off the bat.
Well, I can do anything, man.
Right at the moment, I don't have anything that is in that particular field. My recommendation would be that you go with a...
Hold on a second, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry, man. I'm really hungover, man.
Okay.
I gotta stop drinking one of these days. I don't want you guys to think I'm some, like, drunk all the time. I usually just drink on weekends, but...
Well, we don't handle any of those labor positions that you're talking about. A lot of ours are administrative and...
Oh, that's me, man. That's me.
Okay.
No, I'm serious, man.
But you have to have experience with that. Where have you worked?
I've experienced, you know, Woodstock, man. No, I'm serious, man. I was there. Hey, man, I grew up in, you know, I lived in San Francisco during the 60s, man.
Are you looking for a roadie position? That sounds like kind of like what you would...
I don't do that anymore, man. Hold on a second. Oh, man, I was doing shots of grain alcohol this morning, man. I don't want you guys to think I'm like some drunk or something. I mean, I'm serious, man. I'm okay. You guys don't do drug testing, do you?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact.
Are you? Oh, man, now you guys are tripping me out, man. I don't do any drugs anymore, but I want to be up front with you, because I back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, I used to do a lot of drugs, but it's not completely out of my system.
Yeah.
But it's going to show up on the tests.
You okay? You might want to give it another day to clear up before you try to find a job.
So when can I... What can I start working over there?
I have no idea. Right now, it doesn't sound like you're in good condition.
No, I'm fine, man. I don't want you guys to think I'm like all drunk all the time.
Sorry.
So you guys don't have any openings. I'm serious, man. I need to start making some cash.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
I'm serious, man. I live in my van. I need to start. Ever since Jerry Garcia died, man, my life's kind of gone downhill. I need to start making some cash. You got to help me out, man.
Behind my ears.
Are you okay?
Oh, good. Let me ask this lady if she has any.
Hey, come on, man. Come on, you gotta help me out.
I don't have anything, though. Sorry.
Oh, man, because I'm sick of living in my van.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna go because I'm gonna have a heart attack. Thanks for calling.
My friend, you have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark. And you will never know it, for they will be...
Stan and Haney.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Hope your Monday is finishing up on a high note.
I don't know. Mondays generally aren't known for
well,
a high note.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, with us.
The last Monday that was a high note for me was when the Dolphins played the Bears on Monday Night Football in 1985.
You got to get through your Monday. And we're right now talking to you. You're going home. You got your Monday out of the way. I hope that you got through it. It ended on a high note. And then you can start with Tuesday.
Your reward for getting through Monday
is Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, I think the same thing. I'll get up tomorrow, say it's Tuesday. Oh, jeez.
Yep. Well, our old producer, he tried to tell you. The only work day...
is Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Think about this, and I know the regular listeners of this show have heard this philosophy. If you're new to this show, you probably are going to hear this for the first time and have to admit that it's real.
And this was told to an angry Stan.
Yes, where I was like, are you going to do something today?
And nope, I'm
not. He said,
no,
because it's not a work day. I said, it's Monday. He said, look, nobody's working today. I said, nobody's working on a Monday? No. They're here, but they're not working.
They may be at their workplace.
But they're recovering from the weekend. They're asking people are in the hall stop and chats about how was your weekend.
The context
maybe
for
a
this
little hungover.
Is at this time he was supposed to be booking guests.
Yeah.
And Stan would walk into the office and see him with his feet up on the desk, daydreaming.
But this, you know, whether it was him or anybody else, his philosophy was this. That Monday, just talk about the weekend. Oh, what did you do this weekend? Oh, small talk. Tuesday, you come into work. You're still getting nothing done, but now you're thinking about, okay, what do I have to do for this week?
Tuesday was when he felt that he could at least leave messages.
Right. Let's figure out what's going on here. What do we want to do? What do I got to do? Wednesday is when it happened. Get to make contacts, book people, get everything done. You're the meetings, the Zoom calls, everything's done on a Wednesday. Why? Because Thursday, you can smell the weekend.
Yeah, Friday's almost here.
You know what? You get through Thursday.
Yeah.
Because the talk will already be, you know, what do you got planned for the weekend? Because it's Thursday. You've already gone across the hump.
Yep.
And then Friday, you may as well be on weekend time.
Yeah, it may as nothing well be Saturday.
Done. It may as well be Saturday because you ain't getting nothing done on Friday.
And then so what you got to do
circles back around to Monday.
If I understand his philosophy, is you have to prepare everything that's going to happen on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. And he used to like to prove the point because we would book guests and people at concerts and musicians and TV and movie people. They didn't do anything until Wednesday. You couldn't get a hold of a representative, an agent, or anybody on a Monday or Tuesday. You could not get a hold. If they returned your call or you spoke with them, that would be on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
If you waited until Thursday, you're not going to get them.
Yeah, because on Monday, he wouldn't bother making a phone call.
No!
And on Tuesday,
he'd tell you, they're not there.
He would make the phone calls knowing that he's going to get voicemail.
Yes.
Hoping
that on Wednesday there'd be callbacks.
Yeah.
Then you could get something booked because if you waited till Thursday, too late.
And Stan cannot stand laziness.
I can't stand idle hands.
Yes. And when he did that, and I think your attitude was, okay, I'll bite. Let's see if it works.
It did.
And he was dead on.
Yeah, it worked. Another thing that he used to get me with him, his philosophy that there's only one work day, and that's Wednesday.
Yeah.
The other one was when I would have him book guests and have people come on the show, I would tell him, here's what you do. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm with the Stan and Haney Show. We're checking on availability. Just take it through the whole thing. Followed up with an email, phone call. Do all of that. He wouldn't.
Handle it in a professional manner.
Handle it in a professional manner. I would walk by the office, and it would get me so angry because he would go and a secretary, and in those days it was secretaries, an older lady, somebody that, three steps away from the office itself, would answer the phone. And he,
somebody who had access but
yes,
not influence.
And right. And I would go and explain, you got to get past her and then get in. And absolutely. And I would walk by the office. His feet would be kicked up on the desk. He'd have the phone tucked under his mm-hmm. shoulder. And he'd be talking about, oh, the grandkids love that. Oh, went to a carnival with them one time myself. You ever go on the Tilt-A-Whirl? And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Hang up the phone and let me go and find somebody to get on. What are you doing? What he would do, and it was brilliant. It was just sheer brilliance. He would win this woman over so that they would talk about their day. She would unload on him. And then after
he got access at the lowest level.
After a half hour of conversation, she'd say, let me see what I can do. I'll put the word in.
Call in a few favors.
Call in a few. And sure enough, there they'd be. Still makes me mad thinking about it, but he was effective. Most unique person I ever knew.
I thought I was.
Well, you're the strangest.
So he's unique. I'm strange.
I reverse that. He was the strangest person I ever knew. You're the most unique.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations. Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
You throw that out a lot.
In this business, you have to admit you meet every kind of freak, nut, eccentric.
Well, I like to take credit for keeping you human.
Thank you. What? Fort Myers.
Without my influence.
Fort Myers, Crash, Metro Parkway, and Crystal Drive. Oh, we got one in North Naples, too. It's a disabled vehicle, Immokalee Road and Airport Road North. And you are up to date.
Mark, without me, you would be a very mean small business owner.
I would love to be a mean small business owner. Mark,
your favorite part would be scheduling the part-timers and seeing who came
through. My favorite part would be the morning meetings and who I was going to let go. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the
people.
Diamond District. It starts right now.
This is not rocket science. We sell coffee.
There was a time.
How you doing? How's your weekend? Oh, I see you got the latest Sports Illustrated
the local
there, huh?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, why don't you gather that up and put it in your briefcase, grab that coffee, and get the hell out of here.
When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men...
And you know they can hear you laugh behind your office door.
Yeah, of course.
I swear to God, the old man, he likes firing people.
Yeah, hi, Carl, yes, you. That's all right. Yeah, you're 5 minutes late. That's okay.
He was like a god amongst mere mortals.
Yep, it'll give you just enough time to get the files out of that cabinet and hit the road.
So fine,
but Mr. Stan, it's Christmas.
In other words, Mark Haney was the balls.
Bah, humbug.
He said it.
Where's my deal?
You weren't too busy yucking it up.
You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchor.
Playing grab ass.
Yep.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, December 5th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
You know, what is that, phone glued to your ear? Have you ever thought about maybe getting out of the office and starting to sell something?
You know what? When radio is over, and you've made it clear that you want to retire, maybe you could have a second career of just going around criticizing random people at jobs you don't understand.
Well, I'd be hired as a professional fire. Look, we can't do it. Carl's been here for 22 years. Can you let him go? Sure. Where is he?
But the problem is Carl has institutional knowledge of this place, and we don't know half of where Carl has put these books. And
leave it to me. Leave it to me. So help me, Carl. You open your mouth. You open your mouth. I can't. I'm not that cruel. There is something.
There is part of you.
There is something that flies around deep in my head that it gets enjoyment out of that, but I don't enjoy it. I'm a good guy.
Your radio's good guy.
Always have been. I'm radio's Mr. Wonderful.
I would agree.
Thank you.
I think on the list of humanity's big mistakes, this would be at the top. Why did some people want to drive on the wrong side of the road?
What do you mean, why did some people? There's a way that they do. In England, they drive on one side, we drive on the other.
We drive on the other, Russia drives on the other, but don't they do it backwards in Europe?
What do you mean? Europe, they drive the same way we do.
Do they?
The same side of the road, yes.
So it's only England.
Correct. And I think Australia might go on the wrong side of the road, too.
There is one place in the United States where we drive on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, where is that?
U.S. Virgin Islands.
Oh, okay.
It is the only U.S. territory that does that. And you know why, don't you?
Why?
Because we've always done it that way. And because of that, most of the vehicles in the U.S. Virgin Islands are federalized imports, and drivers also sit on the left-hand side of the car. Now, see, the Bahamas is not like that. They get normal cars, but they drive them on the wrong side of the road.
Because most of the cars come from the United States.
Yes. And I would say that's a safety hazard.
Yeah.
I mean, that just happened with the... I don't think I'm supposed to call her a CIA asset. She was the spouse of a U.S. diplomat and got into a fatal accident there in England, and she was driving on the wrong side of the road as far as they were concerned.
Hi, Mike. You mind if I have a seat in your office? What are those pictures of the kids?
Yeah,
they're growing
boy.
So fast, aren't they?
And, you know, this year with the inflation and everything, I'm doing all I can, Stan, to make sure that, that Santa does his job, if you know what I mean.
Santa's going to do his job right now. He's going to bring Stan a nice gift by getting you the hell out of the office. Get your stuff now. Leave. Ho, ho, ho.
Does Frank know about this?
Frank knows.
Well, I want to talk to Frank.
Frank is not available right now. You want to talk to Frank, you go through me.
Then I'd like to talk to Frank.
I'll get the message. What would you like to tell Frank?
That you friggin'...
I ain't got time. Please, get your stuff.
Does Frank know about this?
Do you need me to get a cop? I don't want to create a scene. There are people here that are going to be here through the holidays, and they don't need to be traumatized.
Am I being fired?
I wouldn't call it being fired. You are being relocated from the inside looking out to the outside looking in. Good seeing you.
Do I work here anymore?
Legally? No.
Well, what about my severance?
You keep that. You go to HR with that. I don't know.
Let me talk to Frank.
Anything you can say to Frank, you can say to me.
You are a real mother.
I don't know that I could do that. I don't know that I could do that. That would eventually give me a heart attack.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
No, you think you could.
I think I could, but I can't.
Because there's too much heart there.
There's too much heart, and Stan does have, during the day, quiet time. And he does have his conscience talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan realizes that in the morning he has to cop a shave. And if he has a shaky hand, he'll cut his throat. I couldn't do that.
No. I mean, you've had so many opportunities to screw me over. And you've not taken any of them.
Not one.
No. Nope.
Not one. Not a one. Can we take a break?
And I would say that there probably wasn't even any internal debate.
Right. There wasn't.
At all.
In a moment.
In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I don't like that Frank. Should have had the balls to do it himself.
He should have, but he doesn't. See, I get to go home. I won't see you again. I don't know who you are.
It's happened again.
Oh, my God.
It will probably continue to happen on an annual basis.
What?
Every year, around this time of year, Walmart holds an event, you know, fundraising type thing, charity.
Sure.
Called Shop with a Cop.
Yeah.
This appears to have happened in Osceola County, Florida. A Florida man, have we heard from Scatter lately?
We have not. Well, last week we did.
A Florida man named Brad was arrested for allegedly trying to steal from Walmart as the store was hosting Shop with a Cop. There were over 40 police officers shopping with children in the Walmart at the time, including the county sheriff himself.
Yeah, this guy's brilliant.
When he was apprehended, He had drug paraphernalia on him.
Naturally.
Including a meth pipe.
Sure.
It's unclear what he was trying to steal, but in addition to the drugs, they located Versace cologne on him.
Ooh, yeah.
They have yet to say what charges he's facing because he's so incredibly stupid.
I cannot believe that.
Named Brad.
Yeah, Brad. We call him Scatter.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
What's your name, son?
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, you've taught me a lot over the years.
I've tried.
Because you learned a lot about psychology.
Yes.
And you've taught me things like the heart wants what the heart wants. And you've also explained to me something that I don't think I fully understood until you explained it to me.
What's that?
The human need for attention.
Oh, yes. Hey, look at me.
I mean, that may come second to hunger or thirst.
Correct.
But it's up there.
People love to bring attention to themselves.
Last week, the Sheriff's Department in Rockdale County, Georgia, that's just east of Hotlanta.
Thank you.
Posted a list of the most wanted criminals they had been trying to track down. Posted it on Facebook, I guess. And in the comments section, a criminal who was not included on the list was a little bit let down. Like, hey, how come I'm not in the top 10? His name is Christopher Spaulding, and he had a point. He was wanted on two separate parole violations, but he didn't make the list because of the severity of the charges involved.
Right.
You know, evidently not a murderer, and that's what it takes to get in the top 10. And the sheriff's office was very polite and addressed his concerns, and they reconsidered. Their comment replied, you are correct. You have two warrants. We are on the way. They posted a shot of him in custody on Thursday and thanked him for the assist in his own arrest. Oddly, when he was arrested, it appears he's wearing the same getup he wears in his social media profile page.
Really enjoys that stuff.
Well, he's got a look.
Yeah, he's got a look. Got to maintain it.
Yeah! I made it! Like Navin Johnson getting his name in the phone book. And that's the news for today, Monday, December 5th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. Yeah, it doesn't matter. For some people, it doesn't matter. Positive or negative attention, as long as they can get and find attention.
Damn, I got two warrants. What else I got to do
here?
Come
on, man. I want to be on that list. Idiot.
You need a headshot, or are you going to use a mugshot?
Yeah.
Here, use this one.
Yeah, I got a better one. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
In a nationwide survey, tens of thousands of doctors, general practitioners, surgeons, specialists, doctors in every branch of medicine were included. And according to this nationwide survey, the brand named most was
Stan and Haney.
Just as enjoyable to a doctor as it is to you or me.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your Monday with us. It is greatly appreciated. Sean Roberts coming in at 6 o'clock to take you through your Monday evening. We got time to get one more look at traffic for your drive home, and it's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Go ahead, bring that cursor right there. There you go. Unbelievable. Bonita Springs, got a crash, Tamiami Trail and Old 41 Road. We have traffic control in Bonita, Imperial Parkway and Bonita Beach Road. And in Collier County, Golden Gate, got a disabled vehicle, Collier Boulevard and Green Boulevard. And you are up to date. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I had that cut out caffeine. I stopped drinking coffee. But I was doing like 10, 15 cups a day and getting some real good sleep. Is it time to get up yet? No, not yet. I'll just lay here and twitch for a couple of more hours. 158, toss, toss, turn, turn. 159, toss, toss, turn, turn. 201. Who must have dozed off for a minute there? Can't wait for that snooze alarm to go off. That'll be something to play with. Maybe I'll reset it. Yeah, I can get up a little earlier. That snooze alarm, where would we be as an American republic without that extra 5 minutes sleep? Amp, amp, amp. We all do basically the same thing. We set the clock radio an hour ahead of when we really want to get up. And then we just bang away on that drum, don't we? Amp. Ooh, 5 more minutes sleep. Amp. Ooh, another 5. Ooh, I'm really resting now. I stopped drinking caffeine. Now I can do things like wait in line. You ever watch someone pumped up on coffee in a bank line? Let's go! You got more dollars back there? Bring them out! Look at 30 people, $2, we're not moving! I got a dentist appointment in 3 hours!
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Do you have any chance? Can we have a little bit of laughter around here? I mean, a little bit of laughter goes a long way. We'll try right now with the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hey, ladies.
Science never sleeps.
It sure doesn't.
And they have now determined that IBS, that's tummy trouble.
Yes, it is.
Could be caused by gravity.
What?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
other surprising things that cause upset stomachs.
Top other surprising things that cause upset stomachs. Gravity is one of them, though, right?
Yes, they've determined that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Thanks for that. Now that we know that, what can I do with this information?
Yeah.
I don't think we can live in space yet.
No.
I mean, you can go there.
Gravity.
I prescribe you a good trip around the moon. So these are other things that can cause upset stomachs.
Yeah.
Seeing your ex with Pete Davidson. Discovering Amber Heard left a treat for you on the bed.
Oh. Dead bitch.
The balance on your 401k.
Yeah.
Finding out what Subway's quote-unquote tuna actually is.
What is it? Wasn't there a story where it was really
not
tuna fish?
No.
What is it?
And somebody else just filed a suit because the frozen version of Friday's mozzarella sticks are filled with cheddar.
Oh.
A disappointing world we live in.
Shocking.
Top other things that cause
upset stomachs.
Your neighbor's self-brewed beer. And finally, the very top thing that can cause upset stomachs.
Yes.
Your husband's internet history.
That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Yeah. 30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
Elvis
thank
has
you.
Left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
All right, we just have one. Something squirrely about the room again. But Paul writes, we were talking about driving around here in Southwest Florida. Guys, I'm sure other people have mentioned this, but the construction area at Colonial eastbound and 75 has to be the worst area for traffic in Southwest Florida by far. I'll tell you right now, Paul, I'll put it in the top three. Put it in the top three. The lanes.
Oh, we got plenty of them.
Oh, but there's plenty of them. The lanes are all messed up and not properly marked. Now, he's going to say something here, and I can agree with him 100%, and if you're driving, you know exactly what he's talking about. If it is dark or raining outside, you can't even tell where the lanes are going. How many times are you driving, and they're doing construction, and they have the temporary lanes without the reflectors in them? You cannot see the lane. It's a complete guess. What makes it worse is that right after the construction area, the left turn lane onto 6 Mile is completely backed up. And beyond that, after the light, there is more construction and poorly painted lines. I usually avoid Colonial completely these days. I do too, but a lot of times if there's road closures, they'll funnel you right to the worst area. It has to be the worst traffic in the area by far. Signed, Paul. It ranks right up there, Paul. Can't deny that.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.